Chapter 15. Reason number 501. Kids don't come with instruction manuals. There is something about taking a diaper off of a boy that makes him piss in your face. Maybe it's the fresh air hitting his penis that triggers it. Or maybe he knows one day you're gonna yell at him for not doing his homework, and this is his way of striking first. Either way, there is no manual on how to avoid having a urine-soaked upper lip. It's as if there is some kind of training camp for boys in the womb on how to fire that thing, but no parent training camp to prepare you for all that parenthood has in store. From the moment that you and your partner get pregnant, you have to make decisions that you have never made before. What to name your child, where to live, whether or not you should tell him who the real father is, or whether you should fake your own death so she and the baby can't find you, like my buddy Alan after he impregnated a local while on vacation in the Dominican Republic. How do you prepare? How do you stretch? Do you run laps around the track? You are about to embark on a marathon. Do you get a coach? Surely other parents will offer you advice. But no two scenarios are the same. Your friend Kay had a boy. You have a girl. Your parents raised you in the 1980s and you're having kids in the 2020s. Your friend David and his wife were free-range parents, but they raised their kids in Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey. And you live in Camden. It's the same state, except Hasbrook Heights is one of the safest cities in America. In Camden, the playgrounds double as shooting ranges. To put it plainly, you can take other people's advice, but results may vary. So, where do you learn to parent? Dr. Spock wrote a book that sold 50 million copies about parenting in 1946. One of the things he advocated was babies sleeping on their stomachs. It was later found out that thousands of babies were dying of SIDS, largely because stomach sleeping is a major contributor to SIDS. Dr. Spock himself died at 94. Guess how he was found? You guessed it, lying on his stomach. It seemed reasonable to follow the advice of a man named Spock. After all, he was a space traveler, but it turned out his advice helped take out more people than Dr. Kevorkian, another doctor with a funny name who helped solve problems. My buddy Ben's dad read that book and was so upset that he used the book to spank his kids. It wouldn't have been so bad, except that his dad had the hardcover edition. When he wasn't using it for spankings, he used it to prop up a leg on the kitchen table. When he reached for it during dinner, the kids didn't know if he was adjusting the table or if they were about to feel the wrath of 42 chapters. A friend's dad used to spank his children regularly just because he figured they had done something wrong and thought they had gotten away with it. He called it the just-in-case spanking. My friends got so used to being spanked that they used to spank each other as some form of training camp for the real thing. They were like the kid Navy SEALs. They even taught other kids in school how to take a hit and flop on the floor like NBA players do.